Today being the 8th day of Ramadan, 1445 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 18th day of March, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu University Zahra Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the fourth ayah of Surah Shura. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukena will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmin Yaku will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan Hebiu Zara.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء الله حفيظ عليهم وما أنت عليهم بوكيل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق، والخاتم لما سبق، وناصر الحق بالحق، والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء الله حفيظ عليهم وما أنت عليهم بوكيل. الله تبارك وتعالى is therefore telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this famine that you are seeing because of the goodness of Allah and because of the sins people are committing, the angels are almost tearing it apart to come to the earth. While they are still asking Allah's forgiveness for those on earth, particularly those that believe in Allah and are following the path of Allah. What of the others? الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Those others that take other than Allah as their protector, Allah حَفِيظٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Oh, dear Prophet, don't bother about them. Allah is watching over them. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. You are not the one that will protect them and you will not force them to accept Islam. Here, the Prophet is so bothered when he sees the whole creation and there's any person not believing in Allah. That's why Allah is saying, Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. I did not send the Quran to you so that you become so worried that people are not accepting it. وَمَا عَلَى الرُّسُلِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. What is on you is simple, just to deliver the message. Any messenger of Allah that Allah will send, he will send him somebody who is handsome, has a very good character, has an oratory powers, has wisdom that ordinarily you will want to relate with him, you will want to listen to him. If he now comes with message of Allah and they are not disbelieving and they are disbelieving in him, Allah says, he is watching. You just do your work. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. You are not the one to look after them or to protect, to force them that they must believe. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ وَاتَّبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. In religion, there is no compulsion. Allah has explained. Look at the firmament is created by Allah. Everything in it is for him. You yourself, you are not in doubt that you did not create yourself. You know that you are brought into this world. What is the purpose? Is there anything in this world that is not serving his purpose? The sun is serving his, the day is serving his, the night is serving his, the sun, the stars are serving theirs, the earth is growing, the rain is falling. You, what is your own duty on earth? Just to consume, destroy, disbelieve, do whatever you like a madman? No. Prophet, you're not their protector.
وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها وتنذر يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير.
وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها وتنذر يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. Allah is now telling the Prophet Muslim. Wakazalika, that is how it is. Awhayna ilayka, wakazalika anzalna ilayka al-Qur'an. Wakazalika, awhayna ilayka Qur'anan Arabiyan. That is how I have revealed this Qur'an to you in Arabic. Litunzira umma al-Qur'a, that you should warn the mother city, waman hawlaha, and all other cities that are surrounding it in the whole world. Litunzira yawm al-jam'i, that you should warn them about what? About a day that everything will be brought together. All will be brought together. La rayba fihi, that day there is no doubt in it. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَتُنذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt in that day it shall come. That day what will happen? فَرِيكٌ الْجَنَّةِ, a party will be in paradise. وَفَرِيكٌ السَّعِيرِ, and a party will be in hell. Allah is telling us here. First of all, this Quran is wahai from Allah. It's Allah that sent the revelation to the Prophet ﷺ. And it's a recitation, it's a reading. Which means, if you hold the Quran in your hand, it starts to be read. To the extent that Sheikh Ibrahim Yassi said, if you have up to 10 mushaf in your house, 10 copies of the Quran, and you're used to reading one all the time, it's either you try to give the others out, or try to also read the others. Because anything that is Quran is meant to be read. If it is not being read, the Quran itself is complaining. And it's in Arabic. Arabic to today is still the most comprehensive, most eloquent, most elucidating language in the world. That the way it takes and explains things, the vocabularies that are there, is difficult for anybody to just have that vocabulary. And you cannot approach it from ignorance. Umm al-Qura is Makkah. When the world was starting, that's where the first earth formed, before the other earth surrounding it. And today, when all of us, we are doing our five times a day prayer, or even your subrogate, your voluntary prayer for that matter, we all face the Kaaba. From all over the world, all of us are facing one point to show the unity of purpose of what we are calling. Allah that we are calling is one. Where we are all facing to call him is one. The book that we are using to learn how to call him is one. وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ. You are not only going to warn people in Makkah about your message, you should also warn them particularly that all of you come in bits. Some come today, some will come tomorrow, some come yesterday. But one day, from the beginning of the world to the end of the world, all will be brought together and then split into two. A section, Farikun fil Jannati, will go to paradise. A section will go to hell. Here, this is a serious warning. That day, there is no third party. There are only two parties. Which one do you belong to? That's why the ulama, they won. Today, there are three situations. Madin, what has passed? Mustaqbal, what has not yet happened? Present, harder. What has passed is not your business, it has already passed. Last year, you took exam. In the exam, you failed some courses. You have already failed it. Stop brooding about it. What you do now is what should bother you. That one is already passed. If it's in Islam, what has passed, you can go ahead and be seeking istighfar. Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. But even one istighfar to Allah on what has passed, sincerely, Allah accepts it. The rest is to give you wealth. Is to give you other things that istighfar gives. One is takfiru rabbakum innahu kana kafara. Rasulullah alaykum tarara wa yamditukum bi amwalin wa banina wa ja'alakum jannatin wa ja'alakum anhara. Allah will give you wealth, he will give you sustenance, he will give you children, he will give you peace if you are making istighfar. So tomorrow it has not come. You can't start talking of tomorrow. Tomorrow I will do this. Now that you are here, do now and do it 100%. What are you is expected of you now? Prayer, stand up and go and pray. What is expected of you now? Fasting, fast properly. What is expected of you now? To distance yourself from sin, distance yourself away from it. Work yourself for the moment. That's why they say, a Sufi ibn Waqtihi. A Sufi person is the son of his time now. Pamakani, fi zamani, wa zamani, fi makani. Your timetable, look at it. Where are you supposed to be? Be there now. Forget about yesterday, it has passed. And what are you supposed to do? Ask yourself, I am a slave of Allah. What did Allah ask me to come and do? To worship him. How is that worship? The way the Prophet did it. How did the Prophet do it? Then which one am I supposed to do now? Fad'ullaha mukhlisina lahu ad-deena. You worship Allah with sincerity, giving everything of yours to him. If that is it, do that. Don't just face yourself and all you are looking for is how to satisfy your passion. Because the problem with all of us today is everybody is just trying to satisfy himself. You will be reading the Quran to satisfy yourself, not satisfying Allah. You may be saying your voluntary prayers, nafila, to satisfy yourself, not to satisfy Allah. No. Do it to satisfy Allah. Look for the satisfaction of Allah. Look for what will add you pleasure with Allah. Just say, okay, I want to finish the Quran 1/7 today. I must finish it. Why do you want to finish it? Whatever you are going to do in Islam, do it with the intention of seeking the pleasure of Allah. I want to be the best. Why do you want to be the best? I want to have the best clothes. Why do you want to have the best clothes that you are wearing? As imagine yourself as a child of a father, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a father to all of us. Assume yourself as a child of a father who has a lot of brothers. You have wealth. You have the intelligence. Allah granted it to you. And then, as you are buying, and you are trying to show that you can be distinguished among your brothers, ask yourself, how will your father feel? Will your father prefer that all of you are well off, or you alone, you are well off, far ahead of everybody? Ask yourself, or assume yourself as a father, and say, I have children. Do I want one of them, to just be he is one who is the minister, tomorrow he is the governor, next tomorrow he is the president, he has money, he is one who wears something different, nobody has the rest. Or you want all your children to be good. Since you wouldn't want one to be so distinguished, others have nothing. The same way the Prophet wants from the Muslim community. He wants all of us to be good before Allah. That's why he is very bothered if you are not giving zakah. He is very bothered if you don't forgive your brother. He is very bothered if you have and your brother does not have. He is very bothered that as you are understanding the Quran, are you telling others to understand? On the day of judgment, you are going to come. If you come, are you the only one that is guided? Others were guided by you. So don't only promote yourself, promote your interest. Promote your interest to earn the pleasure of Allah. Promote yourself to earn the pleasure of Allah. And as you are doing it, look to your left and your right. What are the others? Which party am I going to stay with on the day of judgment? Can I attract some people to myself? Because that day is a day that's full of fear. It's a day where you see some people close to the throne of Allah. Yawma la illa zillahu. Day where there is no shade, there is no place to hide except under the throne of Allah. You find some people are brought near and they have been protected from sun, where some people are neglected and they are far away, nobody cares about them. And there are only two parties. Which one do you want to belong to that day? If you want to belong to the one that is close to Allah, what of your own brothers that you have now? So always don't stop admonishing. Don't stop talking to people about Allah and the Prophet and the importance of doing what brought you to this world.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ ولا نصير.
ولو شاء الله لجعلهم أمة واحدة ولكن يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمون ما لهم من ولي ولا نصير. ولو شاء الله لجعلهم أمة واحدة. Allah is still consoling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet wants everybody to enter paradise. He wants all of his community to be in the best place in paradise. He wants everybody to enter with him into paradise. He doesn't want to be above everybody and everybody's nowhere. No, he wants everybody to be like him. Because of this, Allah is now consoling him. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. If Allah so wished, he would have made everybody to be the same thing. ولكن, but however, يدخل من يشاء في رحمته. Whoever Allah so wishes, he brings inside the fold of his mercy. والظالمون, those that are unjust to themselves, unjust to others, ما لهم من ولي, nobody can be their guardian, ولا نصير, or their helper. So, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, like I've told you, وما على الرسل إلا البلاغ المبين. Yours is to continue to admonish. The same thing, you too, that you are the followers of the Prophet, continue to admonish. If you admonish, you have a brother, he is taking alcohol, you talk to him, he refuses, continue to talk to him. That's all you can. If he's hiding it away from you, to when you are going to talk to him, know how you talk to him. If committing zina, talk to him. The capital sin particularly. Because most of the time, we tend to veer off. Start talking of small sins. No, keep on to the capital sins. Innal halala bayyinun wa innal harama bayyinun. When you are going to call to Allah, maintain your speeches most of the time on capital sins. Because once the capital sins are off, Allah says he will forgive the rest. Allah says he will forgive the rest. In tektaribu kabaira ma tunhauna anhu, nukafir ankum, sayyatikum. If you distance yourself from the capital sins, the other things will go. And that's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Innal halala bayyinun wa innal harama bayyinun. The things that one should do compulsorily is very clear in Islam. The things that one should leave and abandon in Islam is very clear. Have you finished these ones? If today, all the time that Muslims were gathering, quarreling, saying, no, this is not the time to cause Salah, this is the time to cause Salah, this is not a Sunnah, this is Bid'ah, all this is from Satan. At that time, stealing is still going on, nobody's talking about it. Shirku is going on, nobody's talking about it. Fornication, adultery is going on, people are not talking about it. Ignorance is going on. We're not talking about how to train our children. But we can easily criticize. People are not paying zakah. We're not saying, zakah is very important. The reason for zakah is that the money that is there is used for the less privileged, to support education, to support the orphans, to support all those that are sick, to support the widows. We're not talking about this. But no, why are you calling Salah by 1 o'clock? It should be 2 o'clock. Aslat Kharim Ranam, let's change it. Is this not the time it should be? No, this is bid'ah. People are staying in the mosque, they are doing zikr. Is it a capital sin? If you say it's a sin, is it capital? Let us all be very careful. Wazalimuna, those that are unjust. Who are those that are unjust? What is not your business? You pay attention to it, that is injustice. For you to stop people from calling Allah, that is injustice. For you to take charge of somebody's wealth, that is injustice. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَى مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا إِسْمُهُ. Nobody is more unjust than the one that stops people from using the mosque for what it's meant for. So let us be very careful. These people that are unjust, مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيِّنْ. They have no guardian whatsoever that will protect them on the day of judgment. And they have no person, Nasir, that will assist them or help them on the day of judgment. So let us all be very careful. On the day of judgment, there are only two parties. If Allah so wishes, He can make everybody to be the same. But today He says, He's not doing that. You are the one to determine. Do you want to be on the right? وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ. You are the one to determine where you are.
أم اتخذوا من دونه أولياء فالله هو الولي وهو يحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير.
أم اتخذوا من دونه أولياء فالله هو الولي وهو يحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير. Or is it that they are not listening to you because they have other guardians that they are seen as their guardian? Tell them, فالله هو الولي. For sure, Allah is the one that is the guardian. وهو يحيي الموتى. He is the one that is going to raise those that are dead back to life. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. He is one that over everything he has the capacity and the ability to do it. Today, you find people, when they are looking for something, they don't depend on Allah. They may come to you so that people can see that they are calling out to Allah. Some will say, if you depend on these people, you will not get what you are looking for. What you are looking for, Allah will give it to you if it will benefit you. If you go to Allah to beg Allah, Allah is not like other people. If you are standing and your child of 1 year or 2 years comes to you, see blade in front of you and wants to take it and play with it, will you allow him to take it? Even if he's crying that he wants to take the blade, will you allow him to take the blade? Why? Because if he takes the blade, it will injure him. Not because the blade, there's something you are doing with it. But if your child is at the age of 10 and he comes and he wants to take the blade. Say, what do you want to do with it? I want to go and cut off my fingernails. You know, at the age of 10, he's capable. Take it. That's how Allah is. We have all begged Allah, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim. Siratal Ladina An'amta Alayhim. So even if you are begging Allah for wealth, and he knows the wealth is not good for you, he will not give you. Because all of us, the prayer that is commonest among Muslims is one of the most important prayers. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. Oh Allah, in this world, give me what is good. What is good means what will make me to go near God. In the hereafter, give me what is good. What is good in the hereafter is what will make you to go near God. That's why you can sit down and be begging Allah for something he doesn't give you. What he asks you to do, just go and do it. In another place, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will give to those worshipping him before he gives to those begging him. Because you are the one that sends somebody on an errand. Will you devise something and you not keep his own for him? You send somebody on an errand. You have about 5-10 students staying with you. You ask one of them to go somewhere and go and do something and come back. Then you are the one sharing. You will forget his own. No, you will keep his own before you start. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, the time of Hudaybiyah, when he said Sayyidina Osman to go and negotiate, they are coming for Umrah in Makkah. And when there was fear that there could be war, the Prophet was taking covenant from all his Sahabas. All his Sahabas were coming. Each of them were putting their hands on his hand to make covenant. After they finished, he said, you have put your hands on me. Say, Osman bin Affan is not here. I'm putting my left hand on his hand. It's his own hand. And Allah said, no, it is me that all of you are taking his hand. Inna ladina yubayyi'unaka innama yubayyi'unallah. So there's no way you can be serving Allah correctly and Allah will forget about you. Why? That's why Allah is saying, فَاللَّهُ الْوَلِيُّ وَاللَّهِ Allah is the guardian, not any other person. Satan cannot be your guardian. This Allah we are talking about is the one that will bring what is dead to life today or tomorrow. If the heart is dead, Allah can bring it back to life. Go back to Allah. If somebody's character is bad, ask him to go to the people of Allah and stay with them. His character will change to be good. If somebody is an unfortunate person, ask him to go and stay with people that have fortune. He will become a fortunate person. If somebody is poor, ask him to enter the community of people that are rich. Who takes Allah as their guardian? He too will become rich. On the day of judgment, when people are going to rise, Allah is also the one who will rise everybody from death and go to Allah. And don't ever feel in your mind for a moment that there's something Allah cannot do. Allah has capacity to do anything. So you ask him something, he doesn't give you, it doesn't mean that Allah cannot do it. You are the one who don't understand how Allah is working. And you will not force Allah to do something just because you are the one that wants it.
وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ.
فالله الولي وهو الموت وهو على كل شيء قدير وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء وحكمه الى الله وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء فحكمه الى الله ذلكم الله ربي عليه توكلت واليه انيب. Allah تبارك وتعالى is telling us now, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم should tell his committee, وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء وحكمه الى الله. Whatever you are having difference of opinion on, know that the judgment is with Allah. ذَلَكُمْ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. That is the one that is my Lord, that is cherishing me, that is training me, that is bringing me up. I know the judgment is with him. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. Therefore, it's on him that I put my trust. وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. And it's on him that I am returning over and over and over. In each case, I'm returning to him. That's the Prophet Muhammad is saying, people always go into difference of opinions, difference of what to do. The kuffar, if they are the ones that are having difference, should they worship Allah in this manner? Prophet tell them, alayhi tawakkaltu. All that I'm doing is from Allah, I take it. Where then he will need. And if I'm confused in anything, if there's something I want, it's to him I return. Often, often, often. Unib is that you are returning to Allah several times, continuously. And if it's within the Muslims, whenever you are in doubt about something, return it back to Allah. In another place, Allah is saying, فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Whenever you have difference of opinion, take it back to Allah. Take it back to the messenger of Allah. You, why do you say this? No, the Quran said this. If you see he's relying on the Quran, leave him alone. You, why do you say this? The Prophet said this. He's relying on the Prophet, leave him alone. Everybody should go with his own opinion. Therefore, if you have a guardian like Allah, a helper like Allah, one that is giving you your food, the air you are breathing at all times, the food you are taking at all times, the water you are taking at all times, alternating the day and night for you, that is Lord. If you have him, then why don't you put your trust on him? If you have a problem, why don't you go back to him? That's why the Prophet is being asked to say, "Wa ilayhi uni," I go back to him. Or if you are, if even if it is you today, that you have a child, you have never seen him go to the house of anybody. But the people, when they come out, he's friendly with everybody. Sometimes he has no food, yet he doesn't go out. Then you call him, sir, I see you don't go to your neighbors. You don't go to anywhere. He said, yes. Why? You are enough for me, oh Father. That's why I don't go to anywhere. But sometimes I see there's no food, and you sit down. He said, whatever you provide for me is enough for me. I will not beg from another person. It's only you that I'm waiting for. Or you have a wife who says, it is solely you I depend on. I will not beg anybody for anything. If you have, we eat. If you don't have, we stay together. How will such a wife be to you? He will not take your... She's annoyed with something you did. She doesn't go back to his parents. She waits on you. Come back to you. Oh, my husband, you did this. I have nobody to go back to. La mujam min Allah illa ilayhi. There is no way I can escape from you if I have to come back to you. How will you take such a wife? So let us all learn to trust in Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. And go back to him in every situation. Don't go back to any other person to do what for you. That's why in Tariqat Tijaniya, Sheikh Ahmad Tijani is very affirmative. Don't be going about to ulamas of different ulamas and what I want this, I want this. If you have taken to the path of Sheikh Ahmad Tijani to go to God, it's enough for you. If a woman has taken one husband, it's enough for her. Whatever problem you are seeing in this, with this man, if you go to another person, you will see a different problem that you did not see here. So always go back to Allah, wa ilayhi unib. Time and time. Don't ever stop this thing going to Allah.
فاطر السماوات والأرض جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا ومن الأنعام أزواجا يذرأكم فيه ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
فاطر السماوات والأرض جعلكم من أنفسكم أزواجا ومن الأنعام أزواجا يذرأكم فيه ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. This one that is my Lord, that Allah tawakkaltu alayhi unib, who is he? Fatir samawati wal ard, is the one that originated this firmament that you are seeing and this earth that you are seeing. Ja'ala lakum min anfusikum azwajan, from within yourselves he gave you partners, mates. Wa min al-an'ami azwajan, the same way from the livestock he created them in pairs, for one each of them to have their mates. Why? Yazra'ukum fihi, in creating mates to you so that he can multiply you. Laysa kamithlihi shay, there is nothing like the likeness of him. Wa huwa as-sami'ul basir, indeed Allah is the hearing, is the seeing. Anything that is seeing is Allah that is seeing. Anything that is hearing is Allah that is hearing. The hearing of that hearer is temporary, is actually negligible, is actually nothing, is null. Allah is the one that is hearing, Allah is the one that is seeing. Because if Allah is the hearing, and you too, you say you are the hearing, laysa kamithli shay. If Allah is seeing, and you say to you are the seeing, laysa kamithli shay. That's why Allah is telling us here, he is the one that created the firmament. Not only created, he originated it. Nobody has. He didn't copy it from anywhere. And for men, he created wives. For the livestock, he also created their mates. For the wives, they have their mates. For the livestock, they have their mates. The major reason, yazra'ukum fihi, to multiply you. But why will you prefer your animals to yourselves? I used to ask this question. If a person has cows, or he has sheep and rams, anytime you see your cow is pregnant, you are happy. Quickly, you are taking more care of it because it will soon deliver. You put it aside, give it different food, you want it to deliver. Really delivers, you are enjoying the milk. When you see it pregnant next time, you are happy too. But when it comes to you, that you are supposed to be more important than this animal, when your wife is pregnant, you don't bother about it. You're not looking after her. As if it doesn't bother you. And after he has one or two children, he says, it's enough for me. But for the animal, you don't say it's enough for you. Who should you prefer to be given back to? The animal or your own children that are going to look like you? That's why the ulama, they said, the best community is one that the women there are plenty, so that men can marry more wives and they can have more children. The Prophet ulama, he said, when you are going to marry, marry women that are loving, that are childbearing, plenty. Because the more a woman is loving, the more likely he's going to have more children. Why? He said, because your number, I'll use it as a pride on the day of judgment when other messengers are there. And I am so surprised. When people see the Al-Majlis, who asked their father to give birth to these children? Who? But the same you, when it is time for politics, you are looking for their number. You want to have children. I only want to have two children. I want to have four. Why? No way. I don't have what I will use in looking after them. Did Allah say that you should go and look for what you are? Allah says, stand and look for, then I will give you. I didn't ask you to go and look for wealth for me. What you are going to be, I didn't ask you to go and look for it. It's there. Go and look for it and take it. That's all Allah said. You have to want to originate it. Today, you go and you take the wealth of 1 million people. You alone, you keep it in your house. People should learn to marry, to have children, and stop believing in the West. Allah is your guardian, we have just heard. Allah is your helper, we have just heard. Not these Western European people, not these Americans. If you take them as a helper, Allah will give you to them. A lot of people are saying family planning, family planning. Oh, the Prophet did not know how to plan family. That is not bid'ah. What is bid'ah is doing zikr in the mosque. He doing salat on the Prophet, that is bid'ah. You have most of them having only one wife. No, if I have two wives, I can't take care of them. There are people who don't have your wealth, and they are having more than one wife, and they're taking care of them. What is wrong with our Muslim brothers? Have one wife, have three children, then some of them will go and commit zina. But if you have animals, the animals can be procreating. They can be having wealth. No, that wealth is welcome, but not the children that are welcome. There are things that are enough example for us. Who is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He is son of Abdullah. Who is Abdullah? He is the son of Abdul Muttalib. Who is Abdul Muttalib? He is the son of Hashim. Who is this Hashim? Hashim, the grandfather of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that nobleman, was the one that went to reach agreement in Yemen to the south of Makkah, in Syria to the north of Makkah, so that his people can be trading Yemen to Syria. During the hot season like this, they go to Syria where it is relatively cold. During the cold season, they go to Yemen where it is relatively warm. On one of his journeys, he passed through Medina, then called Yathrib. And in their own zeal to have children, he saw a lady there. This lady, Salma, is the daughter of a king, and he liked her, wanted to marry her. When they realized that this is Hashim, the son of also a king in Makkah, they agreed, and the marriage was done. But they said, we have a condition. She's a princess. We will not allow her to go to anywhere. We will not go to that barren land that has no vegetation, has no culture. To them, Makkah has no culture. He will stay there. Despite that, Hashim agreed, left his wife in Medina. And whenever he's passing, he will stay in Medina for some time with the wife. That's how Abdul Muttalib was given back to alone in Medina. And Hashim, in one of his journeys, died. The relatives came, saw the child, and went away. But after the child reached the age of 10, 11, they went to collect their child. This child that I was given back to somewhere far away is the one that is going to be the grandfather of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not the first child, not the second child, not the third child. The child that was given back away is like one of us today. You are always in Maiduguri on sabbatical, or you are always in Ilani somewhere. You are staying there, married there, and so what? If you have the child, leave him there. Let him grow up. Let your people know that you have a child there. It's from such a child, huh, that we have Hashim. Hashim, so that we have Abdul Muttalib. And what of Abdullah himself? Sayyidina Abdullah is not from the first wife of Abdul Muttalib. He's not the first son of Abdul Muttalib. He's not the second son. He's not the third son. He's not the fifth son. He's not the sixth son. He's not the seventh son. He's not the eighth son. He's not the ninth son. He's the tenth son. Allah. Not the tenth child, the tenth son. He's one that Allah blessed with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Which, if it's you that you want to have four children, you will never have somebody as blessed in your family. That's all. So Allah says, فَاَذِرُ سَمَوَانْ أَدْ جَالَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفِسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنَ الْأَنْآمِ أَزْوَاجًا يَذْرَاكُمْ فِيهِ In Arab, Allah is saying, "Wa'ad insan bi sharri du'aahu bil khayr." Akana al insan ajula. Man will be doing bad prayers where he should do good prayers. Have children, ask Allah, allow me, give me the wherewithal to look after these children. Why can't you ask Allah that? Why is that you are only interested in what you think is of benefit to you? Ask Allah to give you the wherewithal to look at it. Because the Prophet of Allah has encouraged people to marry. And what the kind of lady to marry? Today's son is in another place that, nikah sunnati, fa marriage ban sunnati, fa laysa minni. Marriage is part of my sunnah. Whoever looks at marriage as nothing, then it's not part of me. You want your livestock to be increasing, Why? Because it will give you wealth. Who told you that if you have more children, each of these children can also have that same livestock that you are having, and the wealth will be multiplied in multiple progression? Let's say today you have a cow. And Allah put blessing in it. Your cow is delivering. And every year you are having 10 additional cows. Who told you that if you had children, each of them, Allah cannot also bless them like that? And instead of having only 10, you'll be having 1,000 cows increasing in your flock every year. So ask Allah to help you to look after your children. Don't say, no, I'm earning 30,000, so I can't marry a wife now. Who told you that? If you are earning 30,000 like you eat copper, as an example, are you not eating? Are you not cooking food? Are you not sleeping on a bed? Are you not washing your clothes? If you marry another eat copper that's also earning 30,000, are you going to use 2 pots to cook now or 1 pot? Are you going to use 2 stoves now to cook or 1 stove? Are you now going to hire 2 houses now or 1 house? You see, automatically your need comes down. You are richer now. If you have problem and you have to go and beg Allah before, you are the only one that sits down and say, Allah, I need this. But the two of you now, you wake your wife up in the night, like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, spill water on her, stand up, and the two of you pray to the car. Allah said, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you'll be written among Azakirin Allah Kasiran wa Zakirat. You'll be written among those that make zikr a lot, man and woman. The two of you now stand before God. Oh Allah, this is our problem. Oh Allah, give this to us. Which one will Allah answer faster? The two of you coming together or you alone? And if you marry with the intention that, oh Allah, I want to take care of one of your servants, is the work of Allah you are doing? All of you, try your best. Nobody should marry one wife. It's poverty to marry one wife. It's poverty. It's lack of trust in Allah to marry one wife. Marry more wives, have more children, stand up to see what they are going to feed on. Today, if Nigeria was as small in number as Chad or Niger, it's long they would have finished with us. When people see our number, they are afraid of us. China today, look at their number. Look at also their wealth. India, look at their number. Look at their wealth. Spain, their number has dwindled. They are now selling away their cities. There are cities today in Spain for sale. You find a whole town, people that are occupying it are not up to 10. Because they say they are not having children. And they are selling their towns. Everybody has gone to another town. We are Muslims. We are not Christians. We are not following any other religion. We are following our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Quran is telling us, Yazraukum fi. He gave you wife to multiply you in it. And he says, if you are afraid, know this. Allah, the one that originated this world, Laysa kamislihi shay. In Arabic, ka alone is to compare. Mithl is also to compare. When you say example, It's like masal al-ladina yunfikuna fi sabilillah. The example of the one that is spending because of Allah. Masal alone is just one example. But ka'annahu, as if it is the one. But the two of them are put together, both ka and masal. Laysa ka mislihi shay. To show the emphasis that there is nothing that is like Allah. Don't come and say Allah is in heaven, Allah is here. The way Allah describes himself, describe him like that. Have you ever seen Allah? How can you say what he is? If Allah says he has a hand, he has hand. If Allah says he's with you everywhere, he's with me everywhere. If Allah says he's the same, he's the same. Don't put mouth in the way Allah describes himself. Allah is always saying, "Alayhi yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard." People that are thinking, are contemplating of how the creation of the firmament and the earth is. There is no way Allah is saying, contemplate on how Allah is. No, he said, remember Allah. Waskurullah zikran kasir. Only remember Allah. Finish. You can never say, let me contemplate of how Allah is. Who are you? Laysa kamithlihi shay. There's nothing like Allah. Wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. Allah is the hearing. He is the seeing.
Someone left his flash drive the day before yesterday. The flash drive is with him. One of us requires the prayer of this gathering to have a good sweater. Another person also requires speedy and quick recovery from illness. The feeding of Al-Majiri that we instituted some years back kickstarted the day before yesterday. Out of 300,000 naira that is required to feed 50 people to the end of the Ramadan, we only have 140,000 at hand. So we solicit the donation from the general public to carry out this exercise.
The person that is sick, may Allah grant him cure. Rabbi Azibul Bas, Rabbi Nas Ashfi, Wanta Shafi, La Shifa, Illa Shifa, Oka, Shifa, Oka, Nai, Gadir, Sakaman. Let us all recite Alam Nashiraha 1. May Allah grant him succor and grant them cure, him and all those that are sick. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam Nashiraha lak sadrak, wa adana anka wizrak, allazi anqadha zaharak. ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإنما العصي يسرا إنما العصي يسرا فإذا فك فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. Then those that are looking for good suitors, may Allah give them good husbands.
Amen.
And all of you sitting down here, don't say you are too young to marry. Allah is the one that determines the age of marriage. Once you reach the age of puberty, you are good to marry. So nobody is in the university that is not good to marry. What you are going to feed with, you don't know. Go to your parents. If they can support you, let them support you. Get married. You are hearing suitors are there. It's a challenge. A lot of children are in the university married. A lot of women are in the university married. May Allah bless them.
Amen.
All those that are in the university and they get married, male or female, may Allah bless them.
Amen.
May Allah provide for them more than the ones who waited until after that.
Amen.
This is my own prayer. As long as women are not being married out, we have a problem. As long as men are not being married, that is real insecurity. And the Prophet ﷺ dealt with it. So this lady that is looking for a suitor, may Allah grant her a suitor that is blessed, that is caring, that has mercy, and will show her compassion. And all of us that are here, may Allah look after us. May Allah look after our family. May Allah look after our children. What we are going to eat, may Allah provide it for us. What we are going to wear, may Allah provide it for us. Where we are going to sleep, may Allah provide it for us. The work we are going to do, may Allah give it to us. May Allah give us knowledge and give us useful knowledge. May Allah give us worship and give us good worship. May Allah give us the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May He grant us the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May He grant us teachableness to Allah and the Prophet. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah bring peace to Nigeria. All those wishing lack of peace for Nigeria, may Allah destroy them. May Allah weaken them. May Allah destroy all the enemies of this country, whoever they may be. Allah, you know them. Allah, destroy them for us. Bring peace to us. This salat that we are offering in all these mosques, this recitation that are going on in all these mosques, this zikr that is going on in all these mosques, Allah, we are begging you, bring peace to this country. Bring peace to this country. Save us and save our leaders and save our country for us. May Allah strengthen Islam. May He strengthen Muslims. May He bring power to Islam. May He raise the status of Islam above all other religion. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like He promised, may He take away all other religion and substitute Islam. May Allah, the Most High, assist our brothers in Palestine. As they are being killed, Allah, kill the heart of these Israelites. Make them to regret even coming to this world. Allah, destroy their economy, destroy their leaders, destroy themselves, destroy between them and their families. All those assisting them, Allah, destroy them the same way. Allah, destroy the enemies of Islam, destroy the enemies of Muslims. Allah, assist us to make salati on the Prophet. Reward the Prophet for us. Reward the Sahabas for us. Reward all those that are assisting Islam for us. Allah, as you brought us into this university to come and study, give us useful knowledge. Let us all live with flying colors. Allah, those of us that are not well, give us health. Those that are well, give them more health. Those of us that have children and family, help us to look after our family. Allow us to leave this world with the word La ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين